All right, deep divers, buckle up, because today we're spelunking into the nitty-gritty of DeFi. We're talking subgraphs, price oracles, and manual mode trading, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we're going deep today.
Deeper than ever before. We're diving into a guide from the goblins themselves, you know, goblins cash.
Oh yeah, we've heard good things.
It's all about how to navigate their platform when the data decides to take a break. You ever have one of those days where the internet's down and...
Don't remind me, I swear, happens at the worst times.
Right. Except this is DeFi, so a data outage can mean money outages. But that's why this guide's so cool. It's all about staying in control even when you're flying blind, so to speak.
Which is essential in DeFi. You can't always rely on, like, a perfect connection.
Exactly. So first things first, what are we talking about when we say subgraphs anyway?
Subgraphs. Think of them like those little data pipelines. They're constantly streaming live market info to the platform. Things like token prices, right? So you can see what's what.
Live charts, all that jazz.
Yep. And these subgraphs are powered by something called the graph protocol. It's like the bridge builder, so to speak. And sometimes even bridges need a little maintenance, right?
And that's when things get interesting. This guide is basically the instruction manual for when those bridges are temporarily out of order.
Exactly. Now, what impressed me right off the bat,
yeah,
most platforms would basically just freeze like a deer in headlights. But goblins, they built in this whole system where you can keep on trucking.
Yeah, this manual mode. It's kind of wild to think about. Like,
yeah,
no live charts, no constantly updating feeds. How do you even...
You got to use your head. No, but really, it's surprisingly intuitive. The guide walks you through it step by step. You can still choose your token pairs, set your fee tiers, all that good stuff.
But instead of seeing the live price, you're inputting it manually.
Right. So this is where a deep understanding of the market becomes, like, crucial.
Right. You can't just glance at a chart. You have to anticipate.
Exactly. And that's why setting that price range is so, so important.
Mm-hmm.
You're essentially acting as your own market maker, in a way, creating those boundaries for your trades. Think of it as, like, extra risk management while the data's catching up.
It's like they say, knowledge is power. And in this case, knowledge of your risk tolerance.
100%. And goblins, to their credit, they give you some really solid additional tips in this guide.
Oh, yeah, the cheat codes. I particularly like the part about using external price trackers.
Essential. CoinGecko, CoinMarketCap. You got to have those backups, just in case. Always good to cross-reference.
Double check everything, especially when you're manually entering things. No room for typos in DeFi.
Nope. And another thing they really hammer home is the importance of community.
Oh, right. Checking those community channels. It's like Goblins HQ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's where you'll get real-time updates on the status of the subgraphs.
Right. So you know when you can go back to, well, not going full manual.
Exactly. And, you know, this whole thing got me thinking, this isn't just about Goblins Cash, right? This is DeFi in a nutshell.
Oh, 100%. It's about having a plan B, even a plan C.
Right. Fallback strategies. That's how the pros play the game. Because even when the tech's working perfectly, the market itself, that can throw you a curveball.
Oh, for sure. No crystal ball for crypto prices.
Nope. So no matter what platform you're on, what shiny new token you're eyeing, always, do your research. Understand those risks. Be prepared for anything.
Be your own oracle, deep divers.
There you go.
So, you heard it here first, folks. Platforms might have their downtime. Charts might go blank, but your knowledge, your preparedness, that's what's going to keep you afloat in this wild world of DeFi. Until next time, happy trading.